Well, you made it to Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with Michael Cohen, the lawyer that the Wall Street Journal and some other newspapers are saying this morning would turn against President Trump if charged. This is a former prosecutor. Jay Goldberg says he cautioned the president that Cohen could be compelled to cooperate with prosecutors.
Well, that's right. And of course, David, it depends on what they got. It was extraordinary that they were allowed by their own rules to go in and confiscate materials that belonged to Michael Cohen. We don't know whether or not he was recording conversations with anyone, including the president. We do know that he is in potential legal trouble. Look, David, nobody wants to go to jail for a huge part of their lives. And if that's the incentive to flip, then you flip. But of course, they're not going to let you flip unless you can give them something. And the real question is, what do you know? If you know enough, you become a very attractive candidate for them to go higher. And in this case, we are talking about the president's lawyer. Now, it's always been sacrosanct in America that a person's relationship with their lawyer is protected, but not if there's crime involved. And now we have a judge, Kimball Wood, who is going to have to make that decision whether or not to appoint a special master to make sure that that attorney-client privilege hasn't been violated. I think that if the Justice Department saw their way clear and the U.S. attorney saw their way clear to grab these records, that it's going to be pretty much of a slam dunk. But then again, what do I know? I'm not a lawyer.
Let's talk international politics, Alan. Two headlines here. The president says he may exit Kim talks if they are not fruitful. Of course, this is North Korea. And meanwhile, South Korea is confirming talks to formally end the war with the North.
Yeah, I think students of American politics don't know there's still a declared war going on. What we have is a little lull in that. Of course, South Korea has its own big problems in that if something broke out again, they would clearly have a problem. In other words, North Korea has all of those people under arms. We do know now that they have nuclear weapons. They've got to watch out for themselves, and that's what Abe is discussing right now in his visit to play golf. There's a lot going on, of course, behind the scenes. Abe is incredibly unpopular in Japan. There have been allegations of grafting and everything else. And you got to be clear that there are two people hanging on to each other to better their reputations. This is a tough time for this president because of all of the domestic problems he's got. And when you watch him on television and say it's all the Democrats' fault and say the exact opposite of the truth, that's incredible, and I keep wondering how history is going to paint all of this.
Speaking of history and the winds of change, Alan, the Castro era closing in Cuba, and the party is now signaling a successor. From the New York Times, Raul Castro expected to step down as president, handing power to someone outside the dynasty for the first time in more than half a century.
Well, that's right. Look, Cuba is now in a spot where they want to get along with the United States. They've got a president who isn't happy about getting along with Cuba, President Trump. And they've been opening up to business, and they've been making a new kind of capitalism under a so-called socialist state. It's still a very popular place for Americans to visit. And I suspect that we are now on a trajectory that will keep the new enterprise system going because obviously there are no great other powers to help them. It's certainly not going to be Russia, and China's a long way off, and the United States is, 90 miles away. And I think what we have seen developing will just develop some more.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York issued an executive order yesterday, Alan, that would extend voting rights to parolees in New York, impacting more than 35,000 people. It's drawn criticism from both sides of the aisle, including Cynthia Nixon.